Welcome back. Mike Hoss here in studio. Bobby's at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, and we are happy to be joined by Saints defensive coordinator Joe Woods. Let's go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Coach Woods, wish it was under better circumstances, is what it is. Wanted to talk to you about kind of the ability to take kind of better control of field position. You've had a couple of games. I look at week four, Atlanta. Atlanta had the ball on the 12, the 10, the 10, the 19, the 7. And then against the Chargers, they had it back. They were pinned back on the 16, 10, 10, 7. And it's not that, and the defense is not necessarily getting points. In fact, the Falcons and the Chargers both got touchdowns and field goals. It feels like when you get those teams pinned back like that, I mean, you gotta make a difference. You gotta make a play that makes the difference.
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys on that. And we've been in those situations, and it all comes down to everybody executing their job. Because obviously, when you have them backed up, it's an opportunity to flip the field, and in most cases, you know, the offense is going to score. So we haven't taken advantage of all those opportunities, and it's definitely an area we have to improve.
Now, Coach Woods, the one player that I think he made a difference, I just like his aggressive nature. Sometimes he gets exploited in pass coverage because maybe he's overly aggressive. Pete Werner, I think, you know how we're having maybe problems tackling? I mean, Pete Werner led the team with 9 total tackles, 7 unassisted, a couple of tackles for a loss. But I think, you know, whether you call it, Hoss, we were talking about this, Batman and Robin with DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, Pete Werner, I think he's a difference maker when he's in there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think his confidence, again, for Double D to have his sidekick back in there, it was good to have Pete on the field. He was all over the place, you know, the one pass play. You know, it was a good play, you know, with the play action, you know, got him to commit to the run game. Tight end got on him really quick. But overall, again, I thought he did a nice job. It was good having him back out there. Almost had that interception, you know, as well. So he's definitely a playmaker for us, and it's good to have him back.
Now, when you look at this, Coach Woods, when you look at overall the run defense, you have to be pleased considering the games prior. Because now all the runs count. I'm looking at Justin Herbert. He had 4 for 49, 38-yard run. But other than that, I'm looking at the Chargers running backs. They had just 73 yards on 25 carries and allowed just one run or more of 10 yards by a running back. That has to be encouraging considering what happened previously. You know, when I look at it, the Broncos and the Buccaneers game as far as just us tackling and just overall just playing the run better.
Yeah, it was definitely good to see that improvement. And it really comes down to playing assignment football, you know, up front, controlling your gaps for the linebackers and the back end, you know, obviously getting in the proper run fits. And, you know, we had some issues on the edge as well, just in terms of crack replace. But, you know, there was good back last week. Dobbins, I thought we did a good job. I mean, we let one run out when we had them wrapped up. You know, we got to do a better job there. But it was definitely good to see that improvement.
Coach, you talked about that Pete Werner near interception, and it was. I mean, it was just kind of right there. And it was almost strange because I was kind of surprised that the Chargers were still kind of throwing the ball. You know, they started the fourth quarter with a 16-8 lead, and, you know, still it's a one-score game. But in that fourth quarter, man, they passed it 11 times and only ran it 6 times. I'm not saying it made a difference, but, I mean, that kind of – I don't know if it caught you – I hate to say caught you off guard, but were you expecting them to throw the ball that much in the fourth quarter with that lead?
I think – and you always have to be ready for anything, but I think in that situation we were anticipating, you know, those guys running the ball, you know, trying to chew up time on the clock, you know, especially with those guys having the lead. But regardless if they run it or throw it, this comes down to guys executing their job. And, you know, they got us on a few plays, you know, where we just have to be better.
Now, Coach Woods, how do you interact? Because I think Bill Parcells might have did this. You know, all we treat all the players the same. And, no, he would treat Lawrence Taylor different. And one of my good friends, Gary Reasons from Northwestern State, he was part of that linebacking corps when they won Super Bowls. No, Bill Parcells treated Lawrence Taylor different than the other linebackers. How is it maybe for you, because you look like, okay, they got the skins on the wall, whether it be DeMario Davis, Pete Werner, a veteran like Willie Gay comes on board. But just talk about the process and how you're trying to develop, like an Anthony Argy. All of a sudden, Pete Werner's not available. Trying to develop Anthony Argy, DeMarco Jackson, whoever it might be, even on the practice squad. Just talk about that process and how do you get maybe these young players, and is it maybe watching more film with them, or different teaching techniques, or just talk about that process.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the off season. I mean, once you get all the guys in the off season, you know, they all have opportunities to get on the field, you know, whether it's during that time or training camp. So you really try to spread the reps out, try to get them some game experience, you know, in the preseason game. But you're always trying to prepare them because they're always, you know, one injury away from stepping on the field. But throughout that process, you know, DA does a great job. You know, we have extra periods for the young guys where they go out there and, you know, we run some live plays, you know, against the offense. We also take the time, you know, whether it's early meeting mornings or meetings in the morning, or whether it's after practice. You know, we have a session with all the young guys after practice every day, or we're just trying to get them better at certain techniques. So it's really just, you know, a process that DA is really, you know, encouraged upon all of us just to get our young guys ready. And you can see a lot of our young guys are playing right now. So I think it's paid off for us.
So, Coach, talk to me about kind of that, and that, and Kool-Aid McKinstry did not have the offseason with the reps and certainly needed the reps. Got some with Marshawn being hurt and Irvine and also early in the season. But as you kind of watch the film from yesterday, and it's not like on plays he's getting beat by 10 yards and he's just making bad decisions. He's right there. He's kind of got his head turned toward the ball. Then when he turns back, they make the catch. I'm just kind of – it's not critical. I'm just kind of wondering, is that just a rep situation for him?
Yeah, and it comes down to the little details. There were some things coverage-wise, you know, he wasn't 100% sure on. And that falls back on me to make sure that he can execute, you know, everything we're asking him to do. And then when it comes down to technique, you know, he knows the techniques we use. And if you're off just a little bit in the NFL, you know, it can result in big plays. And I think that's what happened to him a little bit, you know, yesterday in the game. He's aware of it. You know, we talked about it. I know moving forward, you know, he'll correct those issues. And, you know, we spend time each week, too, you know, towards the end of the week, just going over some extra things. So there'll be some things I address, you know, along the way throughout the week. But he's very confident. He's very smart. You know, he'll bounce back and, you know, he'll go play well this upcoming week.
Now, Coach Woods, fans have asked me, considering, you know, much is given, much is required, especially when you're a high draft pick, then necessarily always work out that way. But they ask me all the time, well, when is Peyton Turner really going to do something? I said, well, he kind of shows up on the stat sheet. You know, everybody wants the 8, 9, 10 sacks. And, you know, a lot of expectations, Peyton Turner, considering where he's at, but also Isaiah Foskey. Okay, they're like, oh, well, Bobby, Isaiah Foskey's making tackle on special teams, but what is he really doing to be impactful on the defense? So what is the take in their growth? Because, you know, the expectations – you know, they were drafted where you think they'd produce a lot more. Like Brian Brzee, for instance. He has gotten sacks. Now, you wanted to play better against the run, but then they bring up to me, well, what about like Foskey and Peyton Turner and their group?
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Grantham does a great job with the D-line, and it's always by committee. You know, we want to send waves of bodies at the offense, you know, so that way we're fresh, you know, especially heading into the fourth quarter. I think with Peyton, you know, I think he's done a nice job. And the thing with him is he's still fighting through injuries. You know, he's not 100% healthy, but you see him flash at times. And I think the healthier he gets, he'll get more consistent. And, you know, Foskey's role is for us right now is to be a quality backup. You know, he's getting some time in there. And at the same time, you know, based on his ability, help out on special teams. So I think it's just a normal process you go through as a young player. And I think those guys will continue to get better as they get healthy and they gain more experience on the field.
Saints defensive coordinator Joe Woods, you had 10 interceptions, your defense in the first six, no picks in these last two games, and I know your defense feeds off of that, so good luck in Charlotte against the Panthers. Get those picks and turn this thing around. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.